Today we're building a future Jungle 808 tail in Ableton Live 12, and the goal is not just big low-end, but smoky, tense, warehouse-style mood. If you're new to this, don't worry, we're going to keep it simple, practical, and very usable in a real drum and bass track. By the end, you'll know how to take one 808 sample and shape it so it sits under a rolling breakbeat instead of fighting it. First, let's think about what the 808 tail is actually doing in this style. In future jungle and darker DNB, the tail is not just a bass hit. It's a pressure source. It can add weight, drama, and a little bit of darkness without making the whole mix blurry. That's the balance we want. Start by choosing the right 808 sample. For this sound, you do not want the biggest, most exaggerated trap 808 you can find. You want something cleaner, something with a strong fundamental, a smooth sustain, and a tail that decays naturally. A sine heavy or low pass 808 is usually a good starting point. If the sample already sounds super distorted or super clicky, it might be harder to control. A good beginner trick is to audition the 808 with your kick and break in mind. Ask yourself, does it feel like low-end support, or does it take over everything? If it's swallowing the groove, pick a different sample. For future jungle, control beat size. Now load the 808 into Simpler on a MIDI track. Drag the sample straight in, and if you want a straightforward one-shot feel, use classic mode. Turn warp off if it's just a bass hit and not a loop. Set it so the sample triggers cleanly each time you play a MIDI note. At this stage, you're basically turning the 808 into a playable instrument. Next, tune it to the track. This part matters a lot in drum and bass. If the sub is off-key, the whole tune can feel unstable even if you can't immediately explain why. Find the key of your track, then test a few notes around the root. If the song is in F minor, for example, try F first, then maybe F sharp or C if you want to check how it interacts with the harmony. In Simpler, use transpose to tune the sample. Keep detune subtle if you use it at all. You want the 808 to feel locked in, not wobbly. If the low end disappears when you pitch it too far, that's usually a sign the sample is being pushed away from its sweet spot. In that case, try another sample or a different note choice. For a beginner-friendly future jungle part, simple note choices often work best. One strong root note can sound much more powerful than a busy bass line that never settles. That's a big pro tip right there. Don't overcomplicate the notes before the groove is working. Now shape the tail with Simpler's envelope. This is where the control happens. Set the attack to zero so the note starts immediately. Then use decay to decide how long the tail lasts. Sustain should usually sit at zero for a one shot. Release can stay short to medium unless you want the tail to smear a little more. A good starting point is attack at zero. Decay somewhere around 300 to 800 milliseconds. Sustain at zero and release around 50 to 150 milliseconds. That gives you a tail that feels present but not endless. If the 808 is too short, extend the decay a bit. If it's stepping on the snare or muddying the break, shorten it. Small moves make a big difference here. Now we clean up the low end with EQ8. Add EQ after Simpler and look for unnecessary rumble. You usually don't want to cut the sub too aggressively, but you can remove junk below about 25 to 30 Hz if needed. If the tail sounds boxy or cloudy, check the 150 to 300 Hz range. That's where a lot of mud can live. A tiny cut around 180 Hz can help if the sound is too thick. A gentle dip around 400 Hz can remove cardboard tone if it's there. Just remember, don't EQ the life out of the bass. In drum and bass, the low end still needs to feel powerful. We're cleaning, not thinning. Now let's add some grit. This is where the warehouse mood starts showing up. Use a stock Ableton device like saturator, drum bus, pedal, or overdrive. For a safe starting point, saturator is a great choice. Try a drive amount around 2 to 5 dB and turn soft clip on. Then match the output so the level doesn't jump too much. That little bit of saturation gives you harmonics, which helps the 808 read better on smaller speakers and gives it more character in the mix. If you want a heavier tone, drum bus can work great too. Just be careful with boom and crunch. A little goes a long way. The goal is grit, not chaos. If the tail still feels uneven, add gentle compression. Use compressor with a ratio around 2 to 1 or 3 to 1, attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds, and release around 50 to 120 milliseconds. You only want a few dB of gain reduction. The point is to smooth the movement without flattening the sound. If the 808 already feels controlled, you can skip compression entirely. Now comes one of the most important parts in drum and bass, Sidechain ducking. The 808 has to make space for the kick and the breakbeat. Put a compressor on the bass and sidechain it to the kick track. Start with a ratio around 4 to 1, attack around 1 to 5 milliseconds, and release around 50 to 150 milliseconds. Then adjust the threshold until the bass clearly ducks on each kick. If the kick and sub are fighting, increase the ducking or shorten the tail a bit. This is one of those details that can completely change the feel of the groove. In jungle and DNP, the ducking should feel like movement and breathing, not obvious pumping. You want it to pulse naturally under the drums. If you want more atmosphere, do not put a big reverb directly on the full 808. That usually blurs the low end and ruins the punch. Instead, duplicate the track. Keep one copy dry for the clean sub, and make a second copy for texture. On the texture copy, use EQ8 to high pass heavily, somewhere around 150 to 250 Hz, then add a small room reverb or a dark delay if you want more space. That way, the low end stays solid and mono, while the top harmonics can live in a wider, smokier space. This is a huge part of getting that warehouse vibe without turning the mix into mush. At this point, place the 808 in a groove. Don't just loop it constantly. Think like an arrangement builder. Put it on the first beat of a phrase, at the end of a fill, before a drop, or in a call and response moment with a break. In future jungle, the bass tail works best when it answers the drums, not when it just sits there all the time. A simple arrangement could start with just breakbeat and ambience, then bring in the 808 on phrase starts, then add more movement and texture later. You can automate the filter cutoff on the texture layer, increase saturation slightly before a drop, and then pull it back for the next section. That contrast gives you tension and release, which is exactly what makes this style feel alive. Here are a few common mistakes to watch out for. First, don't use an 808 that lasts too long. If it's still hanging over the next snare, the mix can get muddy fast. Second, don't overdo the sub. Big does not always mean good. Third, don't tune by guesswork. Check the key. Fourth, don't drown the full 808 in reverb. Fifth, don't distort it so hard before cleaning it up that you create low-end mess. A couple of pro tips can really help here. Keep everything below about 120 Hz in mono. Use utility if you need to control stereo width. Build the low end in the center first, then widen only the upper texture if the mix can handle it. Also, use clip gain before your plugins if the sample is too hot. That way your saturation and compression behave more predictably. And always check the sound at low volume. If the 808 still feels strong quietly, it's probably well balanced. If you want to push it a bit further, try splitting the 808 into sub and character layers. Keep one lane clean and mono for the foundation, and use the other lane for filtered, saturated texture. You can also make very short ghost tails between drum hits for tension, or reverse a copied tail and tuck it before a drop for a suction effect. Those little tricks can make the arrangement feel much more intentional. Here's a quick practice challenge for you. Build a 4-bar loop with a jungle breakbeat, one tuned 808 tail, and one atmospheric layer. Shape the decay so it fills the space without smearing the snares. Add EQ, saturation, and sidechain compression. Then duplicate the 808, high-pass the copy, add a dark reverb, and automate the filter over 4 bars. Listen for whether the kick still punches, whether the tail stays controlled, and whether the groove feels dark and dance-floor-ready. So let's wrap it up. The key steps are simple. Choose a clean 808 sample, load it into Sampler, tune it to the track, shape the envelope, clean it with EQ, add a little saturation, sidechain it to the kick, and split sub from texture if you want atmosphere. Keep the low end centered, keep the move small, and let the tail support the groove instead of taking it over. Do that, and you'll get that smoky warehouse pressure that makes future jungle and darker DNB hit hard, tight, dark, rolling, and ready to move.